Ich würde zunächst einmal Modernismus als eine Haltung bezeichnen, als eine künstlerische Haltung, die darauf besteht, dass der Künstler unabhängig ist in seinen Entscheidungen, wie er seine Kunst gestaltet.
It's always a case of some kind of battle over a different kind of art, thinking about a different kind of art. What counts as modern only comes to count as modern when there are social and political conditions of modernity, when the forces of modernization are changing a society, and the society becomes consciously and self-consciously modern, separates itself from a past that it then imagines as being complete, and moves towards a future that it believes it can create.
Die Moderne ist dadurch charakterisiert, ganz allgemein, dass sie sozusagen sich einerseits gegenüber allem, was vorher war, absetzt und damit auch sozusagen einen Bruch vollzieht, dass sie nicht die Autorität der Vergangenheit anerkennt, auch nicht die Autorität von ästhetischen oder gesellschaftlichen Normen, sondern dass der Fokus und der Bezugspunkt immer in der Zukunft liegt.
Post-war art between the Pacific and Atlantic, 1945 to 1965, which is to sort of to look at this 20-year period in which both the transformation of the global international, if you will, scene coincided with also the decolonization movement. But of course, it also has to do with the crisis of humanism, as it were, at this particular time, due to the war, due to the atomic bomb, and due to all the revolutionary impulses that had taken hold just after the Second World War.
There was a very lively, vibrant intellectual life in Russia and, for that matter, everywhere in Europe in the first decade of the 20th century. And that entailed the breaking up of the language and the breaking up of the visual language into its elementary constituents, because there was this sense that nothing works right, nothing expresses the new generation's feelings and attitudes if they keep the existing forms of the language and of the visual expression.
I think that the narrative on modernism became again important, especially for the people who try to make difference between contemporary culture and art with the postmodernism. An interest for modernism is interest for the antagonistic politics of modernism and idea of the project. I think these two moments are most important. Why? Postmodern theories, postmodern practice, try to destroy difference between differences, between antagonism, between politics and art, art and culture. Everything was in the flat. Now people try to see what's happened when we construct, project, and see how we can change or exchange our situation and connections with the real life antagonisms. And the connections between project and modernism now is really very important when we try to find where we have to go after the total crisis, total problems and conflicts which exist in the last 20 years.